State. A lot of people are talking about the deep state. They got many definitions of the deep state. I think of it as the part of the governing system of a country that's not affected by a change of the head of state. So when we ask, who is the deep state? We're really asking, who rules a society? Personally, I think the mechanism is the social organization that is the most efficient at processing information. That would be the family. I believe a few wealthy families control what goes on all over the world. Since we're talking about criminal families, the degree of cooperation and conflict will vary over time. Today's leading family may be tomorrow's casualty. The stability of the family is its main strength. A stable network of people developing their own private dialect to describe problems and solutions is the most efficient information processing network so far developed. In order to be a significant player in the deep state game, a family needs to have both an overt and a covert operation. Maybe they control a criminal bank and the criminal drug trafficking that needs the bank to launder money. I'm sure there are an almost infinite variety of such schemes. Since I'm convinced that crime doesn't pay, I have no interest in getting more into the details than necessary. The members of these deep state families very rarely commit crimes like murder and assault personally. But they're quite comfortable with paying other people to kill and maim for profit. Unfortunately, most of the people on planet Earth agree with that modus operandi. Most of the people seem to want to support an army of hired killers using tax robbery for finance. So if crime doesn't pay, why are all these criminals so rich? It's because crime does pay in the short term. It pays the criminals doing the crime, but it is always a net loss for the society at large. Crime always creates blowback, powered by the net economic losses of the crime. That's true for state crime, like incarceration and forced education. And it's true for independent crime, like car theft and burglary. In a society of criminals, a rich person is statistically more likely to be a criminal because he is drawn from a pool with a large proportion of Criminals. In the case of state-sanctioned crimes, the criminal public relations campaign carried out by governments sort of muffle and delay the criminal blowback. But eventually, the suppressed blowback will be released. This too often happens in chaotic ways, like riots, revolutions, and civil wars. Change is going to come one way or another. If you build a dam on a river with no spillway, you are creating a disaster. Too much repression causes social explosions. It's actually a pretty simple situation that most children understand. If you're mean to other people, they will be mean to you. These wealthy criminal families are being mean to the rest of us, and we need to get them to cut it out. The big problem is the part of the population that is hypnotized and terrorized by the deep state into believing a criminal social system is a reasonable way to run a planet. If there is a crisis, these people will be confronted with evidence that their plan for a criminal utopia is not working. They might have a tendency to panic and do random, weird things very energetically. We need to try to prevent that. We need to defang both the state and the deep state. We can do that by simply being honest and fair in all our dealings. Don't steal. And also, do your best not to be a victim of theft. Don't lie. And don't fall for something for nothing con games. Do the fair thing. Be fair to everyone, including yourself. A grassroots revolution will succeed, no matter who the tyrant is. I think of the Roman Catholic Church as a defanged version of the Roman Empire. But I'd rather not wait for centuries to get a defanged version of our present empire. I think we can just say no to the fangs and get a quicker result. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.